We bring greetings from northern part of India in our Lord's precious name. I am Santosh Thomas. In 2017, I was here for a meeting and Sunday worship. I am in the US for a conference in MAS Bible College, Dubuque, Iowa State. We had a meeting called BTN, Brethren Training Network. Brethren who are involved with the Bible colleges all over the world from assembly background. We had the meeting last month. Then I traveled to Houston. Last two Sundays I was in Houston. And next week I'm traveling to Calcutta, India. Thank you for receiving me here. I'm excited to see many familiar faces. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to worship with you all and to minister the word with you all. I am happy that there are different language groups here. I hope you would understand my language because we use many languages in India. I am from South Kerala, but I am last 23 years I am stationed in northern part of India. So we have got a vegetable hodgepodge language. So we use many languages. So forgive me if you don't understand my language and my accent. I'm also happy that there are multilingual brethren people seated here. I enjoyed worshiping with you all here and singing as well. Praise God that you have a lively assembly here, and I had wonderful memories with you all 5 years back when I came. I'm also thankful to the elders of this assembly for giving me the opportunity. I'm also happy to see Alexander Gurian sir and family who taught me God's word some 25 years back in Bangalore. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now, we have four chapters in this book. And this is one of my favorite books in the Bible. That's why I thought, you know, since the time is limited, I will speak from that book. I came with another message. So, I'm going to speak to you from four chapters of the book of Philippians. Now, I was the fourth son in my family. My mother was praying for a daughter when she got two sons. The third one, she prayed that a daughter would come. But the third one also was a boy. So, she tried one more. So, in those days, they couldn't know whether girl or boy. So, the fourth one also was born. When she looked at the baby, she was a boy, so she was so sad. I was that fourth one. It seems the first three, when they were born, they were crying. And she was telling that when the fourth one was born, though I was sad, he was a boy, the child was smiling, so she wanted to put her name Santosh. You know, in my language, Santosh means joy. Santosh means happiness. But I was a headache for everyone. Till the age of 17, I was a headache in my family, in my village, in my church. Since my father was a strict man, I was a holy person at home. So that was my nature. But in school, colleges, wherever I went, I was a headache for everybody. But at the age of 17, I happened to meet the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me. There was a drastic change in my life. And from that day onwards, I decided that I will live up to my name. And that's what I'm trying even now. There are so many struggles. We do not have even one day without problem in Jamtara. But I try to be happy because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the Lord took me to a place where we do not have a day without problem. Yesterday, George P. Jonangal was driving. You know, your driving is super here. But there is no fun in driving here. You have only one pattern in driving, but you come to our place in Calcutta, we have 100 patterns when we drive. We go left and right, if there is possibility, we can go even. What I'm telling is that, you know, even when you drive, there is no peace of mind. When you travel, there is no peace of mind. When you work, there is no peace of mind. There can be problems from different angles. We don't know how we handle it. Many a time with a smiling face, we have tried to solve the problem, so continue to pray for us. The book of Philippians, that's what is the theme of that book. క్రైస్ట్ లైక్ మైండ్ బ్రింగ్స్ జాయ్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్స్. లాస్ట్ టూ అండ్ హాఫ్ ఇయర్స్ వీ హ్యాడ్ టెరబుల్ టైమ్. వెల్ ఇన్ యుఎస్ ఆల్సో ఐ నో దట్ వీ హ్యాడ్ టెరబుల్ టైమ్. వీ హ్యాడ్ మోర్ టెరబుల్ టైమ్ హాస్పిటల్ స్కూల్స్ కాలేజెస్ ఈవెన్ వీ డి నాట్ హ్యావ్ ప్లేస్ టు బరీ పీపుల్. గ్యాంజెస్ రివర్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్జెస్ట్ రివర్స్ ఇన్ ఇండియా ఇన్ నార్థన్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. You know, dead bodies were floating in that on that sea because there was no place to bury people. Even the government has not revealed how many people died in that country. So there is problem everywhere. Last 2 years we had terrible time. First wave did not take me, second wave also did not take me. I am a person who gets allergic rhinitis every moment, every day. I was thinking that I will go first, but Lord wanted me. I am still alive. I do not know how long I will live, but whatever time God gives me, I want to teach the word of God to these young people and continue to propagate the word of God. So the book of Philippians, that is the subject matter. You know, Christ-like mind brings joy in our life. If there is anyone sad this morning, go home and read the book of Philippians. You know the beauty of this book? There is no word sin in this book. There is no shouting, screaming, rebuking. This book, only joy and happiness. You read, if you are sad, read and meditate this book. You know, Paul writes this book from Roman prison. It was not a prison, it was a dungeon. Scholars call it as Mamertine jail. Sometimes it was dark place. I had the privilege of seeing that prison. It was below sea level. He was chained with soldiers. The soldiers had shift, 3 shift, 8 into 3, 24 hours. But this poor Paul, he did not have any shift. Sometimes he was allowed to go out, historians say. And he writes to believers in Philippi, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say unto you, rejoice. Huh? That's paradox again. A person who is in chains, who is in prison, who is arrested and put in dungeon, he writes to believers who are enjoying freedom outside. I want to tell you, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say unto you, rejoice. And the assembly in Philippi, they collected an offering. And they wanted to send that offering to Paul in prison. And the assembly announced that who will go and hand over this gift to Paul. And there comes an young man, inexperienced, nobody knows, Epaphroditus. He gets up and says, yes, I want to go. I will go and assist Paul in prison. When you read chapter 2, you know, Paul writes to the assembly, I'm sending this young man back to you. He will bring joy and happiness. He was in prison. He was helping me. In course of assisting me, he fell sick, going to death. He was about to die, but the Lord was gracious. I'm sending this young man back to you. He will bring joy and happiness. Thank you for sending that gift to me. And that's how Paul has written this book. That is the context of the book of Philippians. He writes this book to encourage believers in Philippi. Don't worry about me. Be careful for nothing. I am okay here. I'm okay in prison. Don't worry about me. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Believers in Philippi, don't worry about me. I'm sending this young man to you, back to you. He is carrying the letter of Philippians to you. He will bring joy and happiness. Young people who are listening to me, are you a joy and happiness for your assembly or a headache for your assembly? Epaphroditus carried the letter to Philippi. And Paul says, when he comes to you, he is my companion. He is my co-laborer. He is my brother, one who labored me in prison. Paul didn't have to call him my companion. He didn't plant any church. He didn't do any great ministry like Paul. But Paul says, he is my companion. What a relationship is that? Then he says, I will give you the secret of joy. Don't be worried about anything. Peace that passeth all our understanding will rule our hearts. Young people, brothers, sisters, elderly ones, I'm going to share with you 4 things from 4 chapters, the secret of joy. Chapter 1, do you want to be happy? Read chapter 1. When you read chapter 1, you will know that the secret of joy is preaching, sharing and propagating the gospel. And Paul had only one mind, only one goal in his life, only one desire in his life. Whether he was in jail or he was outside, he had only one goal in his life, 121, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. The word gospel occurs in chapter 1 more than 7 times. And that was the only purpose of his life. If I live, it's for Christ. If I die, that is for Christ. You want to be happy? Yes, brother, we have believed in the gospel. We have believed in Christ. We share the gospel. Even if there is an outreach ministry, happy to hear that. We share the gospel. We preach the gospel. We have believed in the gospel. But I want to tell you, gospel is for living also. Not for just believing, sharing and preaching. Gospel is for living. That's where many of us have failed in our Christian life. Gospel is not only for believing, sharing and preaching. It is for living. That should be the lifestyle of every believer. Are we living the gospel? Chapter 1. Paul had only single mind, only one focus, one goal, whether in the flesh or in spirit, whether I die or if I live, I will live the gospel. You want to be happy? I have found that joy in my life. Not just sharing, try to live the gospel. Second secret in chapter 2. Chapter 2. We have a submissive mind. Let this mind be in you. What kind of mind is that? Chapter 2 verse 5. You read the whole chapter. You read the submissive nature of Christ. How he emptied himself. Leaving all the glory and majesty from heaven. Coming down to this wretched world and dying. Even to the point of death. He is dying for us, submitting to the will of his Father. A submissive nature of Christ. He was obedient to the point of death. That ignominious death on the cross. He was obedient. A submissive mind. Same chapter talks about the submissive nature of Timothy. Afterwards, 12, 13, 14, we see that. A submissive mind of Timothy. Then Epaphroditus, an young man whom I was talking about. A submissive nature of Epaphroditus. Young people, are you submissive to the local assembly? Children, are you submissive to parents? Wives, are you submissive to your husbands? We are submissive in our office and corporate world. Otherwise, there will be a letter of termination there. We are all very obedient to our superior because we are concerned about our job. But in our family, in our school, in our assembly, in the places where we are we submissive? We need to have a submissive mind. And that great example we see in the life of Christ, Timothy and Epaphroditus in chapter 2. That is the second secret of joy, a joyful life. Thirdly, we will come back to chapter 3. Thirdly, a spiritual mind. Chapter 3, Paul talks about all his prerogatives, his privileges, what he was. His father was a rich man. He was a Jew, born in a Greek city. He had Roman citizenship. So many things we see in chapter 3, he could have boasted on those privileges that he had. Then he says in chapter 3, in verse 7 and 8, I count all those are dung in my life. Garbage. We boast on our health, wealth, beauty, so many things. Corona has taught us many things. Still we have not learned, but still we boast on many, many things. Young people, brothers and sisters, we have only one life. Soon it will pass away. What we do for the Lord will be sustained. Paul says, I had so many privileges. Historians say that his father had 2 ships in those days and he had double MA. And his father sent him to a foreign country in Jerusalem. He was studying under Gamaliel. In those days, very few people had such privileges. Paul could have boasted on all those things. Then he says, I'm counting all those as dung in my life, garbage in my life. I have some spiritual desires in my life. Spiritual mind. Do we have spiritual mind? Look at your job, look at your house, look at your car, look at all the things that you have on this earth from heavenly perspective, from a spiritual mind. Look at things from heavenly perspective. That's what chapter 3 says. Because our citizenship is in, we don't belong to this place. Our citizenship is in heaven. So, therefore, we need to have a spiritual mind. How fleshly we are. How carnal we are. Most of our desires are earthly, fleshy, carnal. We have no spiritual mind. We'll come back to chapter 3 later. Before that, we'll go to chapter 4. Secret of a joyful life. Chapter 4. Be careful for nothing. We have a security in Christ. A secure mind. God has given us this salvation. This is forever. We have security of salvation. Do not be worried about anything. But look at some believers. As if they have lost something. No joy. There is no happiness. They come to assembly for attendance. No joy, no happiness, no enthusiasm. Lord has blessed us so much. But still, there is no satisfaction. There is no joy. As if we have lost something. You know, I forgot to tell you. I like the book of Ephesians, Philippians and Colossians. 3 favorite epistles in the scripture. And the book of Colossians, the subject matter is Christ is the head of the church. And in the book of Ephesians, church is the body of Christ. So we have the body, we have the head. In between, we have a book full of joy and happiness. Church should be a place of happiness and joy. Don't come and sit here as if Christ is still on the cross. He is buried and resurrected. He is going to come back again. Be joyful. Be happy. Only a true Christian can rejoice in every circumstances. Peace that passeth all our understanding may rule our hearts. How joyful we are. Jesus in the family. You know that chorus? Jesus in the family. Happy, happy. Oh. If the Lord is there, if He is the owner of our house, be joyful. Our house should be filled with joy and happiness. There can be problem. There can be sickness. There can be financial crisis. There can be departure of our dear ones. But still, the joy of the Lord should be our strength. We have a security in Christ. A secure mind. That's why Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Children, young people, put your name and read that verse. I read that verse like that. There were obstacles. There were problems. There were situations that we thought about running away from that place. But we put our name and read this verse. You can also try that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This morning, that's what I want to share with all of you. Put your name there and read that verse and experience that joy of the Lord. Are you a joyful Christian? You know the word enthusiasm? The word enthusiasm is not a secular word. It's a biblical word. En theo means in God. En means in Greek. Theo, God. Entheo, one who is in God, one who is in Christ, is the real joyful person. Are you enjoying your Christian life? I shared with you four things. Secret of joy and happiness in Christian life. A single mind. Chapter 1, live the gospel, preach the gospel. Chapter 2, a submissive mind, submissive nature of Christ. Submissive nature of Timothy and Epaphroditus. Chapter 3, a spiritual mind. Our citizenship is in heaven. Chapter 4, a secure mind. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. This is what God expects. I have few seconds. Chapter 3, I want to tell you three important things and I will close. It's not a good homiletical idea, but still I want to tell you that. If you have spiritual desire, chapter 3, if you have a spiritual desire, you know what is next? First of all, we have learned chapter 3, the subject matter is spiritual mind. So, if you and I have spiritual mind in all our activities, in our studies, in our job place, in our workplace, in our assembly, if we can have spiritual perspective in every aspect of our life, we will have spiritual desires. I'm not saying that earthly desires are wrong. Well, we need house, we need job, we need all these things. We need a vacation, we need picnic, we need excursion, we need some times of amusement, we need all these things. We need family, we need children, we need money, we need all these things. But our priority should be, if we have spiritual mind, we'll have spiritual desires. Let me ask you a question. Do we have any spiritual desires other than coming to assembly, worshipping, and then we have EBS, then we have family prayer, Bible study? Do we have some more spiritual desires? Have you set any so far? If you have spiritual mind, you will have spiritual desires. When you get time, meditate chapter 3, verse 9 onwards. You will see some ardent desires of Paul. Though he was in the acme of his spiritual life, he says, I want to be plugged in with Christ. I may be found in Christ. I may know him in the power of his resurrection. I may attain the resurrected life. He has some spiritual goals. If you read down, some more spiritual desires. I want to become perfect. I'm not perfect. I want to become perfect. Some spiritual desires of Paul can be found. Thirdly, if you have spiritual mind, you will have spiritual desires. If you have spiritual desires, you will have spiritual goals in your life. I was basically a football player. You call it soccer here? I was trained in that. And I have been to many, many places and people groups. In every language, it is goal. Have you heard any other word? In Arabic also, you see the narration, goal, they will shout. Yeah, it seems your World Cup is coming to US, right? In football, it is goal. We were aggressive players. Somehow, we have to hit the goal. Whatever obstacles, whatever problems, whoever stands before us, we will hit the goal. That's football. That is soccer. The only people who do not have any goals, our community. We have no goals. We have no vision. We have not set any goals in our life. You know why? We have no spiritual mind. We have no spiritual desires. When was the last time you have written some spiritual goals in your life? You may have financial goals, family goals, children goals, so many other things. Very good. But when was the last time you have written a spiritual goal in your life? May the Lord help us to have that spiritual goals as you work and study and have fellowship with one another in this assembly. May the Lord help you to have that secret of joy and experience that in our life, day-to-day Christian life, a spiritual mind. If you have spiritual mind, you will have spiritual desires. If you have spiritual desires, you will have spiritual goals.
Have you set any goals for 2022, 2023, 2024? Assembly, elders, responsible brothers, have you set any goal for this assembly for coming 5 years, 10 years? Set a goal for your personal life, your family life, assembly life, and spiritual life. Thank you so much for listening. May the Lord bless us together. Father in heaven, we thank you for speaking to our hearts. We thank you for saving all of us and sustaining our lives. Thank you for teaching us once again from the book of Philippians. To attain that secret of joy and happiness in our life, that we will always focus on sharing, preaching, and living the gospel. And having a submissive mind, always look at things from a spiritual perspective, and to have a secure mind. Father, we are worried about many things. That greatest sin in believers' life we have committed many times, sin of unbelief. We have doubted you, Lord, many times. Forgive us. We have worried over many things. Forgive us. Help us to put our trust in you and love you more than anything and enjoy this joy and happiness in our Christian life. Father, help us to have the spiritual mind and spiritual desires and spiritual goals in our life. Thank you for this assembly and all the brethren, brothers and sisters, young people and children. Thank you for gathering us together in this manner. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.